would report back and say that the trustees keep saying that they're not in the land acquisition business, the land banking business. That was the phrase. Very short-sighted.
Yet I go back to recalling a master plan by Damas Pokorny Weigel, which talked about a Stony Brook city here at this location and some 40,000 students by 1980. This was back in the late 60s. They talked of plans like that. Of course, I don't know if SUNY ever accepted such a plan. And here we are with 17,000 students in 1989.
I remember one figure was used for all four centers, 28,000. Who arrived at that, I have no idea, but it was floating around.
So this was a Stony Brook only.
Yes.
The graphs. Yeah. Stony Brook City, yeah. 40,000 students.
Well, I think we'll continue to grow various ways. If we ever need land, the state can condemn a golf course. But when I was asked, was this over and over again by the golf course people, St. George's people, was the state interested in the golf course? And I would refer that back. And the answer would come back, no, certainly not at this time. We've got about 1,100, I think.
Yes. That's counting up at Sunwood, in that area, too.
Is it counting that?
All told, I think it's about 1,100.
Well, up there, you have only 34 or 35 acres. Sunwood is 29, and Shorewood is 5.
What about Flax Pond? There's something there.
Well, that's jointly held. That's 150, about 180, I guess it is. But that is owned, I think, by the Department of Conservation. We have an easement, which means we can do anything we like on those acres. The university and the Department of Conservation split the cost of the Flax Pond. Bickman, who was a sand and gravel contractor with ideas of establishing a big marina there and having houses around the site. It's a nice idea, but when I came almost immediately, the village was, Oldfield was up in arms against it. That's the first time I met and his lawyer. They wanted to get the university to do anything about it. So I proposed that we buy it. And there's a laboratory for marine sciences. And that idea was accepted, but somehow up in Albany, the two departments, the university and the Department of Conservation, had to work out the arrangement. Why the university couldn't buy it itself, I don't know. But it didn't work out that.
Well, is it a smooth operation today? Being jointly controlled and monitored? Both are doing research?
At this point, the Department of Environmental Conservation has really withdrawn from it. The chief individual was Wallace. He was the one that built the laboratory up there. But he's gone. He was director of marine fisheries, I believe, fisheries here on the island. He was a good man, but he's gone south to Chesapeake or someplace like that. There's no person in the department who has the same drive that Terry Schubert has.
So it's pretty much our laboratory today?
Yes. I tried to get them to renovate the old Giles Mansion down there on the farm for marine sciences. But they wouldn't give us the funds to do that. It would have taken a while with us. Instead, you have the lab, which costs a deal more, but the property is much better.
More modern, up to date.
Yes, right.
Sound building, if I remember. That's a brick structure, isn't it?
Brick, yes, a good building.
Child's house is still there?
Still there.
Still stands, right?
I think a graduate student lives on it or something. Pretty well dilapidated.
Well, there were some other thoughts for that, wasn't there? More recently? Some kind of a, maybe guest house? Or, again, needing rehab and expensive money to put it in shape. For overnight guest house, something like Sunwood was used for.
That would be a good idea.
I think that was talked about in the past year.
But it would have to do a lot. The foundation is not very large. It's not the cellar's not very large.
Now, do you live right up there, Tim?
I live about 400 yards from it on Shore Drive, which goes past it. It is on a short drive. I'm to the east of that, a group of houses. It's the old Child's farm. Well, thanks.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
My pleasure reviewing and going back. In time, over 20 years plus.
It's certainly
yes, it is.
See what we've done.
I think we should all be proud of what has happened here at Stony Brook. I know I am.
Yeah.
I hope others are. To be a part of this excitement that we've seen here for some 20 plus years. And it's a boom to the local economy. The increased partnership with government and industry here in Long Island. Should flourish and develop further ties, and only for the success of all. It's got to happen.
In perspective, I think the development has been unusual, an unusual educational development in the post-war years. I've been on the San Diego campus a number of times in the last 3 years. That's booming.
I know.
That's booming.
That system is booming.
Yes.
They're preparing for additional campuses right now, aren't they?
San Diego is building its fifth college, I think. It has college groups.
Right.
Buildings. Its architecture is better than ours.
I agree. I was there recently.
Were you?
Also,
is that right?
Because we view them as a real peer institution for Stony Brook. It's about the same age. It's about the same mix of programs. We have like programs to the 90% level at least. So it's a good comparison. So we've been doing some work with them.
I interviewed Roger Revelle when I was out there, and the mix of students is quite different. They're down around 15% of whites.
Is that true? I didn't realize that.
When that tape is transcribed, you might be interested in that.
He gave you sort of a history of that institution?
Yes.
Over the 25-year period? Or was very well his exertions were very interesting.
He was quite a man. He's somewhat stooped now, but he was 6'4". Director of scripts initially.
Oh, these are two?
Yeah.
Or Shackler?
Yes. All right. Well, thanks very much, Ray.
You're quite welcome.